Chapter 13. Look from where thou art. Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art. What one sees usually depends upon where he is located. Standing in the kingdom and looking from the plane of divine consciousness, can you see any who is sick, sinful, grieved? Who is without wholeness, harmony, peace? Look from the place where thou art. Can sin or sinner be seen in reality? Age or death, grief, separation, suffering? What seest thou? It is quite generally accepted that the phenomenal world or external material appearance is nothing but thought. Whose thought? Where is one looking? And with whom is he identifying? That he should see something to be done, something to be changed in himself or in another. The scriptural text should be remembered. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. In illumination one sees as God. Uninspired and unillumined, one sees as man. Someone of the East has written, "The self which shines as the sun within the heart is real and all-pervading." On diving deep upon the quest, "Who am I and from whence?" thought disappears and consciousness of self flashes forth as "I am" within the heart. This is heaven, the abode of bliss. What is the use of knowing anything except the self? What is there for anyone to know when the self itself is known? Having realized the self, nothing remains to be known. It is the all. God is the self of us all. Self, divine mind, God, reality, pure consciousness, and the absolute denote the same one. Mind, personality, mentality, finite sense, ego, man, and intellect denote the same thing. Realization of truth is impossible to mind or intellect. Identified as the one selfhood, we know we have ever been this, none else. Awaken to the illumined self. We are awake to the real world. In being awake to the real world, we are awake to realization and revelation as our only true existence. That alone is true and real, which exists of itself, self-contained and self-revealing, the eternal and unchanging. I am the truth. You are the truth. I am the one. You are the one. I am in the kingdom. You are in the kingdom. But not as a personal ego, not as an individual mind or body. What we see and what we believe depends upon that which we are identifying ourselves. When one sleeps and dreams, he identifies himself as another. Not the one he is when awake. He sees other things and other conditions, not those surrounding him where he is. The first or slightest urge of the heart towards spiritual reality constitutes the beginning of one's awakening. As he hears the voice of the one calling to him, "Come unto me as unto yourself, be me and none other." It is as though in his sleep he hears the calling aloud of his own name and opening his vision to his true identity. The dream ego or sleeper is found to no one, nothing at all. While the fact is and remains that in reality one is ever perfect in mind, being, and form, ever birthless, deathless, free, this fact is not remembered while he identifies himself as a separate being, aiming to achieve his perfect state through efforts of his own. We cannot rid ourselves of personal sense, personal mind, and thinking by trying to get rid of them. No attempt to conquer or overthrow them will ever free one from the feeling that he has a mind and a body of his own, separate from the One. Life is not a system. How then could any system of thought interpret or explain it? The belief in a personal mind, thought, and body are the consequences one encounters if he does not identify himself as the indivisible whole. Identified as reality, which is life as a whole, the belief in otherness no longer remains. It has been absorbed in absolute identification. What is responsible for personal, finite sense? To the extent that we identify ourselves as truth, life in being itself and no other, finite sense will cease and personal problems vanish. We shall be aware of the real alone. Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art.